Sometimes it seems like you can't find your way. Take a step and walk back.
Hello, 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 everyone. Yes, welcome to Faith Walk with Joyce White on the Survival Radio Christian Network. How are we doing this evening, y'all? I hope everyone is doing fantastic. I hope that you had a blessed, wonderful, and safe Memorial Day. I know I did. And I just want to share with you what tonight's God-inspired theme is. It's called Living for God. Yes, yes. Now, the scripture that goes with tonight's God-inspired theme comes to us from Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, and it reads, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Amen? Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. And I sure hope that everyone out there listening tonight is truly living for God, especially in these days and times that we are living in. Amen. Now, before I go ahead and do, you know, I usually run into doing the birthday shout out. I wanted to go ahead and read the morning blessing to you because it's right on time, you know, for what's happening in my life. So, and it's also about parents. So all you parents out there, get ready for this morning blessing because it's going to really, really bless you. All right? Okay, here it goes. It says, parenting is not a formula that guarantees an outcome. It's a faith offering that promises a harvest, one that may look different than you imagined. May you see your children as God sees them. May you see yourself as God sees you. You cannot impart what you do not possess. May you be open to the idea that there are still some places within you that God wants to heal and restore. Get a vision for what that might look like. Refuse the temptation to form your children into your own image. They are the handiwork of God Himself. He will show you how to love them, lead them, and pray for them. Don't borrow tomorrow's trouble on today's strength. Be present today where the grace abounds for you. You can't control outcomes, but you can sow seeds in faith. Ask God to work wonders in and through your family, and then trust Him, work in His way and in His time. He's got you. You can do this. Have a blessed day. Amen, amen. Now, the scripture that she's referencing is number 6, and it's verses 24 through 26. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. Amen, and I say. Didn't I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, did that not just bless your socks off? Yes, yes, yes. It just blessed my socks off. All right, I'm getting carried away. Okay, bring it back, Joyce, bring it back. All right, let's go ahead and get these birthday shout-outs out the way because I have two wonderful guests coming on, and they are truly living for God. So let's get these birthday shout-outs out the way, y'all. Today, being May the 26th, my following Facebook friends are celebrating birthdays. Carletta Lillian Lundy, Karen Seward, she's 64, Jeremy Sanders is 26, Blue Light Entertainment is 34, and Al G. Salah, I don't have his birth, well, his age. All right, so The following celebrities that are celebrating birthdays, we have Lauryn Hill. She's 45. Stevie Nicks is 72. Alan Burstyn, he's one of the dance pros on Dancing with the Stars. He's 26. Lenny Kravitz is 56. Hank Williams Jr. is 71. And then Jaheim is 42. Amen. So if you are celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday. Yes. Enjoy your special day. Continue to keep God first. And just, you know, be out there safe and happy. And I'm sure, I'm hoping that you are out there, well, not out there, but able to, you know, celebrate in your home. Or a lot of people do these, like, drive-by birthday gatherings. So, you know, get in your car, drive by the person's house, wave to them, maybe toss them a gift or something or a balloon, and be on your merry way. Amen? Amen. So happy birthday to everyone. All right. Okay, we got those birthday shout-outs taken care of. So now what we're going to do is it's time for me to bring on my first guest. Yes, yes. Joining me this evening is Reverend Dr. Kay Morris. Now, she is a global humanitarian, philanthropist, ordained reverend, fashion designer, youth, and women empowerment, wait, a youth empowerment conference speaker, a youth mentor, and an evangelist. And she's got a whole other plethora of stuff going on. So without further ado, y'all, put your hands together for Reverend Dr. Kay Morris. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ms. White. Thank you so much for having me. And I just want to say pleasant good evening to all of your listening audience.
Amen. It is my pleasure. You are very, very welcome. It's my pleasure to have you on the show. I mean, you are amazing. I'm sitting here reading your bio, and it's like I don't even know where to begin. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
You've done it all. But first, go ahead and share with us your milestone accomplishment that happened back in October of 2019.
Oh, okay, when I became a bishop.
Yes.
Yeah, that was quite a surprise when I was told that I was selected as one of the first seven women in the Pentecostal Assemblies Church of God to become a bishop. I think this, for quite a number of years, the church has been lobbying or trying to get this happen, but it has never really happened. Based on what I heard is that the church kind of came out of the Azusa Street experience. And so from way back then, they never did ordain women as bishop, but just last year it happened. And when they were celebrating the 100-year anniversary. So I'm very happy and excited that I was one of those that were selected.
Amen, amen.
To God be the glory,
yes.
Amen.
Amen, yes, to God be the glory on that one, yes. Awesome, awesome. So I forgot to mention that you have been an inductee into the Gospel Hall of Fame. Do you mind sharing that information with us?
Yes, that happened back in 2010 in New York, where I was invited to a special ceremony and was inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame and presented with a legendary award for my contributions in gospel music. So that was quite another milestone that took place. So I must humbly say that to God be the glory again when that happened.
Amen. What? I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're going to switch gears, and we're going to speak about your Kay Morris Foundation. So you're being the voice of the voices for orphans and people living with HIV and AIDS in Africa. Can you tell us about your foundation?
Absolutely. The K. Morris Foundation, as you just clearly stated, our motto is a voice, the voice of the voiceless. And so I believe that as the founder and president of the organization, I believe that in this 21st century, we have to cater to all the people who has a voice but cannot speak for themselves. You know, we have women who have been battered, children who have been orphaned for whatever reasons, you know, people who are going through various types of, you know, situations, and they're not able to express themselves, or they're in a country where, you know, they're being marginalized and being, you know, put aside by their society. So we go in and try to speak on their behalf, whether it could be through the United Nations initiatives, you know, to advocate on the various causes on their behalf. And so the K. Morris Foundation have been very instrumental in doing a lot of advocacy work in those areas for orphans and women and children, street children, in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa. And back in 2006, I was instrumental in brokering $1.5 million in antiretroviral drugs for AIDS in Africa. And that came through the Clinton Foundation to sub-Saharan Africa. So, you know, we do a whole lot of different things as well. It's not just the HIV and AIDS initiative. We also right. deal with women who are pregnant and, you know, losing their babies and stuff like that. Through the UNFPA, we help, you know, to save the lives of the unborn children and help the women who are dying giving birth to those children. So, you know, we have a lot of initiatives. Malaria prevention is another area that we work in, and also school. We believe also, highly believe in education. And for students who are like from elementary to high school, we provide them with books, educational materials, and in some cases we do distribute computers or laptops whenever we do have one of those companies or partners, if you will, who right. donates them. So that the students, you know, there's some areas that have gone to, remote areas that have traveled to, where children, their parents just cannot afford, not even the basic tools, and so learning tools. And so we develop what you call the Tools to Learn program. And through the Tools to Learn program, we provide, you know, school supplies, you know, and all of that stuff. And we also supply to the hospitals and clinics medical equipments and medical supplies. We were just able to do something in the island of Jamaica for the COVID-19, in response to the COVID-19, where they had hospital beds and all right. sorts of, you know, PPE stuff that was shipped there last year, and it arrived just in time. So, it spreads out into various different areas. And we can't do everything, but we try to do as much as the Lord permits me to do. And, right. You know, if each one is doing something, then we will be able to make a difference in the lives
Amen.
Of people.
Amen.
Amen.
So do you have, like, an update? Because I know here in the United States, it depends on which state it is, though, that COVID-19 is being, I guess, it's not being widespread like it was in the beginning, or quickly widespread it was in the beginning. So do you know if the cases in Jamaica are going down or not?
So I think they're going down. They're not as bad as it was in the last month or so, based on my last update from government officials. It's not as bad, and it hasn't really spread to the entire island. There was one particular, or maybe I should say, two hot spots. That's in St. Catherine, and I believe in Kingston, where it was really getting out of control. And so the government had to put some strict rules in place. They had, what you call a curfew, where people were not allowed to be out after a certain time in the evening, like maybe by 3 o'clock. The streets and the stores were closed down, and people would have been arrested if they were to break those curfews. So latest report I got is that our prime minister is going to be having some kind of a meeting with the Canadian prime minister and the World Health Organization. That was the latest news I heard today. So I guess I will be following that to see what's going to be coming out, what report's going to be coming out of that.
Amen. Wow. Oh, my goodness. You're doing so much. So I'm excited to learn about the fact that you have been able to perform not only at the Stellar Awards, but the Dove Awards and the Grammy Awards. Can you share a little bit of insight on that? Because I'm like, what?
Well, yes, I have actually performed at the sanctioned events by those platforms. If I maybe probably should get into a little bit more details as to how I am so much close into the United States. I do a lot of work for the Praise Factor Awards, Atlanta-based awards, where I am the international liaison for that platform. And so I was very instrumental in helping the platform to go international, if you will. And being the international liaison, Jamaican by birth, we took it first to Jamaica, and then it went to the Bahamas. And from there, it sort of like sprang into the rest of the world. We have people, from Africa, all over the world that have connected to the platform. I have, brought them on board, young artists, international artists, who were sort of looking for a place outside of their territory to be heard. And so this platform gave them that opportunity. And so with me being there, I met quite a few people. I'm sort of like the door opener, if you will, the first international artist that actually came over there and connected in the gospel industry. And so I have been on Dr. Bobby Jones' show. He actually came to Canada in 2001, and that's where he first saw me minister with my group. And then Dr. Bobby Jones invited me to the annual retreat that he held in Las Vegas. And as a Caribbean gospel artist, he thought it would be a great idea for me to come, because he thought, well, your ministry is not normal. It's just different, as he said. So I really took up the opportunity, and we flew to Vegas. That was just about when 9/11 took place. And it was quite a bit of quite an experience getting into Vegas with all that chaos and everything that was going on in New York. But by the help of the Lord, we got there, and we were featured with, at the time, I think Kirk Franklin and, some of these other artists, Kim Burrell, they were just coming out. They were just getting out there to get into their famous life. So we were on the same platform with all of those, Byron Cage. We were with all of those major label artists performing on the same stage. And so that was my first initial introduction to the U.S. And then from there, I came back to the U.S. again through the Praise Factor platform, where I was able to again minister with Dr. Bobby Jones on his other networks in Nashville. And then, from there I got signed in 2017 to the Groove label as one of the first Caribbean artists to be signed to the Groove Records label. And so I was performing at the Stellar Awards. I think it was called the Bowl or something another, that mm-hmm. evening of the bowling, where they had quite a few choirs and some of the main artists. And then we did another show at the Stellars with Tasha Cobbs and some of the other major label artists. So I did, have had some level of exposure. And for the Dove Awards, it was the Praise Factor that had an event with the Dove Awards, a partnership, and I was privilege to be there with Everett Drake and some of the other gospel artists or musicians over there, and I performed. And I've also worked with, I forgot his name, but there's a very popular a gentleman over there who is well known, that he holds a function every year at the Stellar Awards. I was also on his show. I know Uncle G and quite a few people. I have performed. It's like I have a lot of inroads with a lot of connections there. So and with the Grammys, that was 2018 when it was in New York. I was privileged to be invited to be one of the artists to more or less give a tribute song to Dionne Warwick while she received what you call the Lifetime Achievement Award on the Sori platform during the Grammy weekend. So that was where that happened, and you know, I was back at the Grammy Awards this year, but this time my song was on the first round of ballot. It was voted during the first round of ballots, so I was invited there.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it's like a consideration. They said that I had what you call a consideration for nomination.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. So when did you create the song, Abba O, which I adore? I'm going to tell you that. I adore that song.
Yes, thank you so much. Abba O, I wrote that song early last year. It was birthed out of a worship experience. You know, I'm a real worshiper. I love to worship and praise the Lord before I pray. I'm a woman that believes in spiritual warfare, and I do engage in a lot of that. So whenever I'm, before I pray, before and after I pray, I always, you know, sing a lot of songs. And most of the time, this is where I get my new songs. When I'm in worship mode, the Holy Spirit just starts downloading to me what I'm supposed to be singing. You know, this new song just came into my spirit, and it was no struggle. It was just flowing. The lyrics was just flowing, and I was just writing as the song was coming to me. And I said, God, this is different. Like, I've never really sung that was more like of an African beat. It was
right.
My first time, because I'm more predominantly known for my reggae gospel style. So this was the first time I did something differently. And so everybody just loves this song. Everybody just really loves this song. And I recorded it, and there it was. I put it out last July, and it got submitted to the Grammys. And by the time I know it was going through to the first round of voting.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
my favorite saying. Look at God. Look at God.
Amen.
Yeah, it was nice because I was at the kitchen table and I was playing your song before I, you know, downloaded it and sent it to my engineer. And
yes.
My daughter, after hearing the song, she was at the kitchen sink and she was already singing the song.
Yes. That's what I heard from a lot of people who, I guess, in the industry. They were commenting, they were sending me feedback on the song, and even some major artists that was giving me feedback that they really loved the song. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Amen. Okay, so now this is something that made my eyes go, what? In 2016, you were invited to the White House in Washington, D.C. as a delegate attending the 3rd Annual Caribbean and African International Leadership Conference and Awards Gala. Oh, my goodness. Can you share a little bit of information on that?
Yes. Oh, wow. I tell you, I always don't know how to explain when people ask me, how did you get to these places? You know, I really don't know. It's just God. It's his favor.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you can't explain it, you know that God has a hand in it, you know.
Yep.
So I was invited to attend during President Barack Obama's administration. That was his last year, to attend as a delegate representative for Africa and the Caribbean and also to be one of the artists who would sing at the White House,
wow.
you know, at the event. So it was a series of different things that was going on. I was even able to meet up with some of those, what do you call them on Capitol Hill?
Oh, them.
Yes, I went to Capitol Hill as well and met some of the Congress,
wow.
yeah, people of Congress, yeah, congressional
yeah.
congressional leaders. We were able to have dialogue with them one-on-one and, you know, also talk about, you know, some of the things that are happening in the Caribbean and Africa. And we were able to speak to President Barack Obama, Obama's aides, to, you know, during that time when, you know, we're having what you call a briefing.
Yeah.
There was an actual briefing where we were able to talk about what's going on, got their feedback, so we would be able to bring back information as to what the president has to say about this issue and how, you know, we probably could move forward in implementing changes in certain situations. So, yeah, that sort of, I think I would have to say that maybe the fact that I was also invited to to Japan back in 2012 to the International Monetary Fund conference, the IMF conference, that was my first time getting involved in any of those at that level. So I, my foundation was invited there to participate in some of those talks and, you know, roundtable talks and discussions and all of those things and, you know, to, you know, help deal with the policies, make policies and talk about, you know, different ways that we can implement change and all the policymakers and policy discussers and designers comes together to talk about world initiatives and world things that affect the world in general.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So what are you doing nowadays, now that we have been kind of like separated from the world? It's like everyone's told we need to stay at home and, you know, make sure we stay 6 feet apart from each other, and now we got to wear masks and have our temperatures taken wherever we go.
Yeah, well, things have not slowed down for me one bit. Generally, most people who know me know that I'll be flying somewhere. I would be somewhere flying somewhere. And I had just returned from South Korea and Beijing, China. Maybe about 6 weeks before this whole pandemic broke. And, you know, I was scheduled to be at the United Nations in March for a major event in New York. And it was just about the time when I was getting prepared to fly out where this whole thing got grounded. You know, everything was grounded. So,
yeah.
With all of that, I am working from home, and I have been doing a lot of things behind the scenes. I'm still putting out new music. I recorded a new track just before the pandemic. Everything got shut down. I think that was in early March I recorded the song. And so what I have been doing now is getting the song mixed and mastered so I can have it ready to put out in a few days. It's supposed to be dropping the 1st of June.
Okay.
And, yes, it's entitled Greatest Love Story. And, you know, that's another song that it's, you know, that the Lord birthed in my spirit. And the message is very powerful for me because the Greatest Love Story is all about Jesus' love, dying on the cross, you know, his, you know, coming to reconcile man back to him, you know. So it's very important for man to understand that you don't, you know, have to die in sin or don't have to live a life of condemnation when, you know, you have fallen into sin or anything of that nature. But you do have God's unconditional love. And through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, we can all say, Abba, Father, we can all get forgiveness of our sins and, you know, and be reunited with him. And for me, that is such a powerful message because a lot of people are kind of lost, not knowing.
Yes.
You know, or even believing that, you know, if they've done something wrong. I always direct them to think about that thief on the cross or that murderer that was, you know, the two convicts that was beside Jesus. And he says, one of them says, you know, ask for forgiveness. Lord, remember me when you go into your kingdom. And he says, today. He didn't say tomorrow. Yep. He didn't say, well, you know, these are the prerequisites. He said, today, you shall be with me in paradise. So, you know, right there, the shed blood of Jesus Christ was already in effect. And we looked at look at another man by the name of Moses, how he was charged for murder. And we look at another man by the name of the Apostle Paul. He was Saul. And all of those apostles and those prophets that have fell into sin and, you know, look at David. Look at the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ. Look at how God used those rejected souls, those people who were running away from their calling or running away from a situation, and God just brought them back into purpose. You know, so when I start talking about this, like the preacher in me start coming out.
I know. I was like, keep going. What?
So that's what it is. It's a messaging song, basically.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Okay, so do tell everyone how they can find your music, I should say. Find and get it.
Okay, so I have a new website that has been, it's just about getting ready to be rolled out in the next few days. So it's not quite ready yet. But my old website is still there, which is going to be taken down on the maybe around the 5th of June. But for now, my website, my music website is kmorrismusic.com. And in the next few days, it will be kmorrismusic.ca. So for now, that one is still up. The kmorrismusic.com is still up. Until the new site is ready to be rolled out. And for my foundation, that's always going to be there, kmorrisfoundation.com. So that's kaymorrisfoundation.com. And people can always send me a message or, you know, connect with me there or on social media. I am on Twitter, kmorris, Instagram, @queenkmorris, and on Facebook, it's K. Morris Music or K. Morris, a.k.a. Queen Nanasika.
Oh, wow. Amen. Awesome. Wow. Okay. It's like, wow. All right. I want to thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest on the show this evening. You have, I mean, I'm almost speechless. It's like, oh, my gosh, you've done so many very helpful things to help with the kingdom of God, and just, you know, your obedience and you know, the little message that you were sharing with us. You said the preacher was coming out in you, but I'm like, I invite that. Because in these days and times we're living in, we do need a word. And I
Amen.
Yes, I thank you so much.
Thank
oh
you
my
for
goodness,
having
shout
me.
Out to Carlton Barber for making this one happen.
Oh, yes, thanks to Reverend Carlton Barber. And your faith promotions, therefore, giving me this hookup. And I really am really appreciative of that. Thanks to you also for agreeing to have me on your show this evening.
Amen, amen, yes. And I always tell my guests, it's never just one time here on the Faith Walk with Joyce White show. So be looking out, because I'm going to start following you. I've got your social media.
All right, thank you so much. Have yourself a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, bye-bye.
Have
now.
A good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay, y'all. It's time now for you to hear this beautiful song entitled Abba O. And then following that, we're going to play the song for my next guest, which will be Brother Al. And it's going to be titled Made Me Happy. So you're listening to Faith Walk with Joyce White on the Survival Radio Christian Network. We'll be right back after these two amazing songs.
You're the apple of God's eye, but suspicious. Please repent. You're saying my child ain't worth it. Your whole life been derailed, cause sin ain't worth it. Whose are you? Who died for you? What you gonna do?
On the Survivor Radio Christian Network. Man, I was just grooving to that last song we were listening to entitled Made Me Happy by my next guest coming up, Brother Al, y'all. So without further ado, let us bring on the gospel rapper known as Boldest Gospel Rapper, my brother, Brother Al. Hey, Brother
Hey,
Al.
Hey, bless the Lord. Hey, how you doing,
here.
Brother Al? It's your service.
That's
right. Hey, let's go.
Oh my goodness. How
yeah,
are you?
I didn't know you had that song. I forgot the song. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I got it. Yeah, Mr. Cole Pepper.
Okay, yeah.
Cole Pepper be hooking me up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea you was gonna play that one. I was like, okay, yeah, it's got a seal time. Nah, it's not. It's made me happy time. All right, that's cool.
Gotcha.
That'll work.
First of all, let's catch up. How was your Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, I did what I normally do. You know what I'm saying? That day don't belong to me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
You know what day? The day of the Lord belong to me. You talking about? You know what I'm saying? But everything
right,
else,
right.
You know, don't belong to me. I'm still in the land of my bondage. Talking about?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I said it. But you know, God bless it. You know what I'm saying, Brother Al.
Amen.
You know, we don't eat good. You know, but that's every day. You know,
yeah,
I do appreciate
true.
Being away from building pyramids for at least one day. You know,
there you
that's
go.
That's cool.
Me too.
You know, so,
that's true. That's what we're doing.
I said it.
Amen. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Now. Let's see, the other day, what was that? Oh, it was Duo. I finally got to see you.
I was like, did you see me just smiling, Jesus?
Yes, I saw you. You know what? It's just great to see the people you talk to all the time. Sometimes you just need to see each other.
Exactly.
And that connect. There's a certain connection we can grab as human beings. That phone conversation and interviews just don't help. So, yeah, it was good to see you live in live action. That's right.
Yeah, that's me. I'm doing it right now. That's
okay.
On my face.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, basically, you know, tonight's God inspired theme, so I can't even talk, you get me to laughing too hard, is about living for God. So I wanted you to share with the wonderful listeners how you're making that possible in your life.
That's great. Me personally, I need to stay in His Word. There is enough bombarding me without me even having to pick up my phone.
Yes.
You don't have to see our cell phones. See, the television used to be the only portal to the world that we let into our homes.
Yes.
And now there's a portal to the world, and it comes with affirmation in the form of likes and dislikes and the confirmation, you know what I'm saying? Things of that nature. And as humans, we love those things. We love validation and confirmation and affirmation. So by me setting off the same alarm to read my word as I would to go pick up the Instagram or the Facebook or the, you know, or the social media or the SoundCloud and all these things, especially as an artist, I'm like three times as engaged in those platforms as the average person is, because that's the way the business is set up. That's the way fan engagement is set up. That's the way ministry is set up. So if I don't set this Bible alarm, so usually it's like one going off every hour on the hour, sometimes more, because it's the same programming that I need to read God's word. Because other than that, trying to sit down at the end of the day and get 2 hours of studying in, it's just not conducive at times, and things get in the way. But nothing can get in the way of this. So it helps that I touch it as often as possible. It keeps me grounded from hour to hour. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I mean, I love that what you just said. I just, it's like, as far as, you know, not letting other things get in, I am going to be very transparent right here with everybody and let y'all know that distractions is always pull me away. Like right now, I'm trying to read a book by Joyce Myers about the battlefield of the mind. But I'm telling you, if I'm sitting down and I'm trying to read, no matter where I am, there's always some type of distraction that's trying to, you know, stop me.
Yeah.
So how do we, like, fight that?
here's the thing. To find focus, right, you have to redefine focus in this time.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Because
you have to redefine what focus means for you. If focus means every 5 minutes you can't even read, because your alarm is going off on your phone, you're sitting in a coffee shop, you're supposed to be in there to sip coffee and read, but there's enough going on around you, right? You have to find ways to understimulate yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
To unstimulate yourself, because we're highly stimulated people now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time to, you know, to slow things down, to actually get some things accomplished. You got to prioritize.
Okay.
You gotta prioritize. It, like right now, if you don't prioritize and you just flying by the seat of your pants, and I'll get that done, you're gonna become average at everything, and you'll never be great at anything. And this is what's setting people up not to complete anything.
Right.
If the devil keeps you in a specific place where even you don't complete anything good. We ain't talking about completing evil, because evil gets completed some kind of way. You know, if we were doing evil, we'd be completing it, right?
Right.
But when it comes to doing the things of God and doing the things to keep ourselves on track, all of a sudden, those things don't get completed. So we have to make sure that we prioritize. I try, you know, it's a discipline thing. Like, can you read one verse? I ain't talking about do nothing crazy. Just read one verse before you open up, right before you open up every text message or every social media app. Can you read at least one verse? Can you hit the Bible at first? Or will you grow frustrated with the Word of God and your responsibility to read it?
I like it. That's
I don't catch all. I don't catch all my alarms in transparency.
Right.
I don't catch all of my alarms. I try to. But I don't catch them all. But if I've touched that Bible seven times, right?
Right.
Then I'm learning more. If I touch that Bible seven times a day in small intervals, and sometimes longer if the time permits, I do that 365 days a year. How much will I have retained for the next year to grow in God?
A whole lot.
Versus the person who has the two-hour time block, but yet they drifting in that 2 hours. In that time frame, I'm focused. So not to say that you can't grow in the two-hour time block. You study and plenty. People have been doing that for years.
Right.
But we being bombarded. So the focus, the whole point is to keep you so entertained. I got a dramatized Bible that reads to me. I mean, it's crazy dramatic, theatrics, sound effects, whole nine. Like, that's where we at. Why? The Bible, you know what I'm saying? If I'm just listening to it because I can't read it, it has to hold me.
Yes, that's
so
it.
So you got to respect where you at.
Exactly. I'm going to try that. I'm going to definitely try that.
There's a Bible app called Bible Ears. I rock with that. Called Bible Ears. And it's the most dramatic Bible I've ever heard read to me. Shout out to Minister Casey. He put me on to that. So.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, it's in the what do they call that? The Google
it's in,
Play
it's
Store?
It's an app store. Yeah, it's an app store.
Oh, it is.
Store.
Okay.
Yeah. For iPhone and Android. It's called Bible Ears. It is the wildest Bible I've ever heard. And it brings it to life in a way you've never heard it read.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely need that one. That in 9 minutes or so, I'll be down. That's the first thing I'm going to do after the show is over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to download that. Yes. Oh, my goodness. He's dropping some knowledge on y'all. Hope y'all wrote that down.
That's right.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Right.
So are you still witnessing to people through social media since we really can't get too close?
I sure am. Right now, I am working through a platform that I have like 17,000 followers on. And I am literally making my business to touch every last one of them. And it's a lot of work, but they all get a soul-saving scripture and the link to my latest video.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So, when you read the soul-saving scripture, then you see it followed up with the boldness that God is blessing you to bring. It's attractive.
Right.
And especially on this platform. And because I seen one guy sent me back a photo of somebody crying. Like conviction. You could tell conviction and hit him. He know what to do. The Bible says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. So when you already follow me, you know what I do. You know what I'm about. You know what the news about. And then I send you that soul-saving scripture and then a link to God of Seal. You know, it's going to do its job. I let the Holy Ghost do the rest. And then some people hit me back and they want to have a dialogue. Then some people hit me back and they say, okay, yeah, I'm saved. Let's get a song. You know, so, and they want a feature. And I'm like, I had to check the fruit first. Can't be out here making me look bad. You check your fruit first. I remember back earlier, people say they save. I used to just make records with them. And then I see some fruit pop up, and the fruit that bad fruit don't go away. It stay there. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, yo, they going to think I'm with you. I can't do that.
That's it.
You claiming the blood of Jesus
that?
Like me, but your fruit don't match, shorty.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Me out here embarrassed.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So, tell everyone some of the wonderful things that you've been doing. Like, you know, you were, what is it? What is Jerry Royce's show called? Is it?
I was on Jerry Royce.
I forget what it said. Late Night. There it is. Late Night with Jerry Royce.
Yeah. That went really well. For me, it did. You know, might not have went well for the network, but I'm gonna tell the truth and stay safe. Don't have me back when you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was liking. I'm like, you tell it.
Yeah. Look. If you bold enough to ask, if a guy don't tell me not to answer it, I'm gonna give it to you. That's just what it is.
She wasn't ready.
So, I think she'd be, if they have me back, I think she know what to do.
Exactly.
It is what it is. I know tonight they're going to be premiering my music video on the Earth Channel out there in Atlanta.
Really?
And then I put the link to my Facebook page as well.
Okay.
So we want to go catch the live stream. It actually starts at 8:30 for that countdown.
Oh,
nice. So that's pretty That's pretty exciting.
Oh my goodness! Yes, that is. I'm gonna have to run over to your page while I'm downloading Bible.
Yeah. Look at you. You got a lot going on, right? I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, I gotta run over here and do this. You see, one of them not gonna get done. Maybe to tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Tell the truth and stay safe, Sister Joyce.
I know that. Right? He told me about this app. Wait a minute, he's gonna be on.
And you're supposed to follow. And you're supposed to follow the sister that was before me. See?
Okay, I'm about to tell y'all something. I am following her because during the song, I looked her up.
Okay. All right. See,
so, yep,
there
so
you go.
I'm definitely following her.
All right. Well, I ain't going to hold you to that.
You're telling my secret. See, that's why you don't see me live doing this show, because the stuff that I'm doing behind the scenes.
Yep. Getting a whole lot done. I see it.
Yep.
I see it. Yeah.
And crack it up.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you know what? I was hoping she mentioned the Praise Awards. I was told that I might be there. I'm not sure. So I gotta find out from Dwayne, the Corinth CEO of the label, if I'll be out there to support the whoever's getting nominated or whatever. So we'll see.
You have to come. Remember, we were all gonna break bread together.
That's right. You know, if it wasn't for the coronavirus, I'd have been out there already. You know what I'm saying? So, I got the alert in my phone for the Christian Hip Hop Awards. I say, oh man, we would have been in there. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Lord's willing, if no more pestilence and plagues come upon us, we'd be okay.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
We'll be okay.
I was telling my daughter, I was like, Brother Al's going to have me laughing again.
Well, I tell you what, it's not that hard, when your heart is clean, it's easy to find the joy in a lot of different things.
Oh, wow.
You see what I'm saying? Without having to hear corruption to make you laugh. You see what
I'm
saying?
Exactly. Post it before I do.
I'm gonna let you have it though. You know what I'm saying?
You are?
I'm gonna lease that to you, and then maybe I'll post it in another 2 months. You know what I'm saying? I'll lease it to you. Yeah, that's
you release
good.
It to me. Hey,
yeah,
man,
and I'll post
you.
I'll post it another 2 months.
Another 2 months.
Yeah.
I love
if the
it.
Lord
I love
bring it.
It
to my heart. Yeah. But no,
okay,
I really enjoy having a good time. And as serious as the music is, and as serious as the ministry is, and as serious as I can hold my face at times, I really enjoy having a lot of fun and keeping it honest,
Amen.
That's a part of who I am.
That's the main thing. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud you for keeping it honest, because there's so many people out here that aren't.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, some people think it's cool to embellish. Like, life is funny enough. You ain't got to embellish. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's right.
That's it.
But tell them.
Mm-hmm. You was goofy when I met you. I didn't have to embellish nothing. You know, you made bad decisions. You made bad decisions. You ain't got to embellish.
That's right. You better hit them with it. Tell the truth, stay safe.
Tell the truth and stay safe.
That's it.
I'm trying to tell you, they not ready, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to reset the church on this side. I'm trying to reset the church on this side. So that's the name of the next album coming out next year.
I'm
going to give y'all a decent amount of songs. And so the title of the album is called Reset the Church. So I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah, the merch going to be crazy for it, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. I bet. Oh, my goodness.
I know
it's a wave
already, right?
Yeah, I can see it.
Everybody got Reset the Church t-shirts. We all holding each other accountable, whole nine. We done stopped saying, don't judge me and all that other foolishness. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we righteously judging one another according to the word of God. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get the church reset.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard it first here on Faith Walk with Joyce White.
Real talk.
We got to reset the church. Yes.
That's correct.
Amen. Awesome. No, awesome. But go ahead again and share with everyone how they can keep up with you on social media and how they can get Gotta Seal and all your other wonderful music.
Absolutely. You can just Google Gotta Seal and you can find a way to get it. But it is available on iTunes, SoundCloud. You can stream the record on Pandora. It's available on Deezer. Spotify, I believe, has it. It's just, you know, the Gotta Seal record is available. And the sound of Gotta Seal is timeless. You can't some rap songs, especially gospel rap, you can tie to a specific era because of the sound of the beat and everything like that. And you could tie it down to a timeline. This is timeless music. So you won't be, if you played it in 3 years to somebody who never heard it, they wouldn't know it didn't just come out.
Oh.
And that's the difference between a record to me. You know what I'm saying? Like some records, we want a time stamp because it reminds us of a particular season. You know, this Gotta Seal will always be synonymous with the coronavirus to me. Why? Because of when it came out, right?
Yep.
And this is the, let's say if this is the beginning of sorrows, I'm going to always keep that in mind, and it would have touched everybody else the same way. But
that's
you can't say what year it was done in.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, you're
so,
the mastermind. What?
Well, I don't know about all that now. You know what you are, though? You my favorite Vanessa. I tell you, you are. You are my favorite Vanessa.
Aww.
And they don't make them better than you, Joyce. I'm trying to tell you.
Thank you.
They don't make them better than you. Yeah, buddy. Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so what was your social media again?
Yeah. It's Brother Al everywhere. It's Brother Al on Facebook, on the music side. It's Brother Al everywhere. Brother Al Twitter. Brother Al at Your Service on Twitter. And then Instagram is Brother Al_9.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. You know, I'm not hard to find. You know what I'm saying? I do respond to emails, Lord's willing, and things of that nature. If you want to get a hold of the Neverending Mixtape, you can go to SoundCloud and find it, or Brother Al on SoundCloud. You know, or you can go to Number One Music and get a hold of the actual catalog, where you can actually download the songs for free off the Neverending Mixtape. So, outside of that, I'm getting ready to release another single soon. It's called Faithful. Yeah, it's called Faithful Before the Bread.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's right. The song is about being faithful to God, you know, before money came.
That's it.
I had bread way before that. So, yeah, that's how we doing.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I think it's going to be, I'm working on getting ready to shoot the video with Kickback. Out of Savannah, Georgia here. And it's going to be even grander than what's going on now. It's all about upping the ante and keeping it holy at the same time. So I'm excited.
I'm excited too, because I like that title.
Yeah, that's right. But some people think, you know, you only faithful because it came with a hit record. Now all of a sudden you faithful. Like, no,
right.
I was faithful way before the bread. You know what I'm saying? So that's the premise of the song. So I thank God for it.
Amen. And on that note, thank you, Brother Al, so much for coming on the show. Yeah.
I appreciate the invite. You have a good time.
Yeah, I know. That's why I love talking to Brother Al. I love it.
There we go.
And then I got to see you on the duo call. I was like, there he is.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So, as always, have a blessed, powerful, and productive week. So, can I call you Mastermind?
Oh, wow. You are doing too. Like, favorite Finessa. You call yourself my favorite Finessa. You be finessing me, boy. I don't know. You pray about calling me Mastermind. I don't know about that.
Okay. I'll pray about
all right.
it. Amen. So
all
have
right,
a blessed
Lee. Thank
night.
You for, yes, ma'am. You have a good night.
Thank you, too. You're welcome. I love it, y'all. Okay, y'all. It's time for my show to end. But coming up again at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is a message of hope with my good friend, Miss Christina Lockett. Sure hope you enjoyed the show. That's it for May. We got June coming up, so keep tuning in, y'all. And remember, live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly, and leave the rest to God. You all have a blessed, powerful, and productive week. Good night.
Sometimes it seems like you can't find your way. Take a step and walk by faith. Now.